Today, this week, we've been looking at foundations of faith for spiritual stability. So we've seen that faith righteous is something that will create stability in your spiritual walk. We've seen that a life with no condemnation. We've seen understanding the everlasting covenant of peace. And yesterday, we saw the great exchange, when I begin to participate in that which I've been reconciled to or exchanged into in the life of Christ. These things produce tremendous stability in our walk with God. And this last point I want to focus on is on the doctrine of Christ, actually understanding what Christ came to do. In Hebrews 6, 1 and 2, it says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, of faith toward God, the doctrine of baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. We've got to recognize that Jesus came to actually show us something. He came to teach us something. And all of these were a reflection of how to have a relationship with God and what he came to do on behalf of all of mankind, that we could have access to God as Father. He taught, the Bible says, as one who had authority. The word authority there means to influence through liberty or through freedom. But the doctrine of Christ, recognizing what he came to do for us, will produce three things in your life. Number one, it'll produce peace. You know, the angels pronounced it, peace and goodwill toward men from God. In Romans 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, given a right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold on to and enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. When you know what Jesus Christ has done for you, it will produce peace in your life. And this peace will guard your life. Secondly, it's an expectation of good news. Jesus came to give us good news. In Matthew 4:23, it says, he went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and every weakness and infirmity among the people. He came and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to do a whole bunch of stuff, to help and to heal people. And at the end, it says, to proclaim the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord. Man, when I understand the good news, that Jesus came to actually give me good news, not bad news. You know, people want to focus on bad news in a relationship with God. Jesus came to proclaim good news. And it's this good news that has power. The power to save, deliver, heal, and set us free. It's the good news that we've been made righteous because of the great exchange. And thirdly, the doctrine of Christ will produce the right view of God as my Heavenly Father. The doctrine of Christ will produce the right image of God as my Father. Jesus, the Bible says, is the image of the invisible God. The way that Jesus treated people is the way that God the Father treats us. He is the image of the invisible God. In John 14, 9, Jesus said to Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. In Hebrews 1, 3, it says, he is the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. You know, in the Amplified, it says, he's the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature, Jesus, the exact representation of his being in the NIV. The NLT says, the Son reflects God's own glory and everything about him represents God exactly. For me to get a good view of God, I've got to get a good view of Jesus. And that is when I understand the doctrine of Christ, it's going to produce peace and expectation of good news, and it's going to give me the right view of God as my Father. It's so important that I look at the life of Jesus and how he demonstrated love to people to get a good view of my Father. And that is something that you can build your spiritual walk on, to make sure that you have the right image of God, that you make sure that you have a good view of what Jesus came to do, that he came to give us good news and peace. Well, I hope you've been blessed this week. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.